Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Coming down to the very end of the Major League Baseball regular season. And, you know, it's going to be a fascinating postseason. I am not MLB regular season guy. We've been through this a ton of times. I'll glance up at the standings every now and then, but because the games don't mean much, I'm out. I'm in on the Major League Baseball postseason. I don't think you should ever have best of five series, but, you know, best of seven, I'm there for. Five teams in the playoffs each league, I'm in for. And we've got a really, really fascinating race developing here in the American League. Six teams for five spots. Yankees are in. Astros are in. And would you believe, with but 3 to 5 games remaining for every single team, those are the only teams that have clinched thus far. Joining us is the gentleman is a gentleman known in Houston as Baseball Jesus. I would just settle to be Mary or Joseph for college football. I really would. Baseball Jesus joins us on the line. He is also hosting Straight Up with Sturge today. Derek Fogle, my buddy from Houston. Derek, what do you make of this crazy American League playoff race?
Well, I think number one, dump Baseball Jesus, please. We both know who created that nickname. It's no good. Let's just move on from that. Anyway, American League, yeah, it's kind of incredible, really, because you only have the Yankees and the Astros, and that's kind of what people expected. But also, you would think that, I don't know, the Red Sox, after their incredible year last year, would have been around. And I don't know if you noticed, they're 11 and a half games out. They were eliminated a while ago. But Cleveland, Tampa, Oakland, and then Minnesota still needs to clinch the Central. But those are three interesting teams that are in the wild card hunt right now: Oakland, Tampa, and Cleveland, just because they all are just missing something very small. And when that happens, you know, they all have to figure out a way to make it work. And then when they do that, they tend to get hot at the right time. So when you have these tight races at the end of the season, I think it should make the juggernauts a little nervous, just because they're having to develop their mojo a little earlier and carry it into the playoffs. And that's dangerous because, Mark, we've said it before, right? The best team does not always win in October.
Who do you think gets left out in the American League? I mean, Yankees are in, Astros are in, Twins are going to clinch the Central Division. Two out of three between the Rays, Indians, and the Athletics get in. The A's are one game up in the loss column on the other two.
Yeah, you know, I will stick with Cleveland not making it in, just because they really... it didn't seem like they were going to be here in the first place. The way that they had traded away Trevor Bauer and just the way their season kind of ran up. Everyone likes Terry Francona, but it seems like he's kind of running out of time and they just can't get it done when it comes to October. I know they came really close in 2016 against the Cubs, but I feel like they're just on the outs. And to be honest, I'd like to see Tampa do something. And I'd like to see Oakland in the wild card again and maybe win it this time. I feel like they've been eliminated the last few times. They definitely have been against the Yankees a year or two ago. So, you know, I'm good for seeing new teams. I like Tampa. I'm kind of tired of Cleveland. It's a tired postseason brand. They get there and they flop. So you might as well see somebody new, right?
Well, yeah, 100%. And of course, going to the National League, looking at the Atlanta Braves here, you know, heartbreaks for Ronald Acuna Jr. a little bit. He wanted to become the fifth 40-40 player so badly in Major League Baseball history. But I think Atlanta would be really dumb to play him and allow him to chase that the final four games of their season. But the flip side, Derek, is 5 out of the last 6 years, the World Series champion has had a winning percentage in the regular season of 600 or better. We've been kind of marking that, following that over the Braves the entire season. They've gone over 600 in the last 3 weeks, now at 608. Are they a viable, are they a contender or pretender when it comes to challenging the Dodgers, in your opinion?
You know, I think anybody can challenge the Dodgers.
Really?
They've been doing this year in and year out where they get into the playoffs and then they lose in the World Series. I could see them losing before the World Series. I think the Braves are really good. You know, they're way better than they were supposed to be. And that's important because you just gain confidence that way. It's the awkward, you know, confidence is always at odds with being good, and you need the confidence to be good, and they've found that, and that's hard to find. And then you have veteran pieces like I've mentioned with you before, Brian McCann for that pitching staff, Dallas Keuchel, that's a great veteran piece. I know he's been kind of up and down, but you know, I like the Braves, and I especially want them to beat the Cardinals because I think St. Louis is possibly the most insufferable brand of sports or the most insufferable sports city in the country. That's just my opinion. I don't know where you stand there, Mark.
No, they're pretty awful, man. And they're always rosy and they're always happy. And I just want to pee in their Frosted Flakes every single chance that I get.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.